Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Lotta brothers in the NBA.
Kenny Cott. His name is motherfucking Kenny Cott.
Damn, that's a big ass.
All right, 5 o'clock. Here's what we're going to do. We got a lot of people calling in about Mel Tucker. We'll continue to have the conversation. This is not an issue about LSU not being an elite job. This is about this proposed gap somehow between MSU and LSU like it's 1985. I don't think it exists. I've given you the financials. I've given you the things that MSU can offer Tucker that LSU cannot. And then there's that other thing that floats out there. Do I want to be the lone black coach in the SEC at a school that just seems to fire guys the minute they lose three games? But can I bring something up? We have reports now.
Yeah.
This is what I mean about the Lions.
Lions fans.
This is what I mean. Reports now, and I can't even attribute it to one place. Multiple reporters in Houston, multiple reporters in Miami. Not only is Deshaun Watson getting traded. Miami and Houston are locked in those negotiations. It's a three-team deal. And you, Rico, I can't see too well. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there? A third team. A third team is in this deal. Why would that be? Because there needs to be a landing place for Tua, according to reports. And that team is reportedly...
Detroit Lions.
No, the Washington football team. But see, this is why I can't stand this franchise.
That's all right.
How if you're Brad Holmes and you're sitting here with Jared Goff?
I have these tiny hands.
And no future at the position. Man, you don't even need to like Tua that much to just roll the... I mean, shake him up seven. Just roll the dice on Tua. What's it going to cost you? The third team is doing a service to Houston because they don't want to. They'd rather get more capital from Miami. And Miami needs a place to send Tua. Mm-hmm. You're essentially FedEx.
Yep.
How are the Lions not the team?
You get the vig.
You're talking locally. Your coach just powerbombed Jared Goff. All you hyenas want to bench the starter. Here's the kid you could have taken number three. Came back from the injury, threw for 300 yards in London Sunday. They didn't lose because of him. And even if Tua's not the answer, let me just ask you a question. Who would you rather watch the next 18 months of your life? Jared Goff?
I have these tiny hands.
Or Tua? And if Tua sucks... You put them both in a shipping container, and you put them on a boat to nowhere.
Because he's still under a rookie contract.
How are the Lions not the team? How?
Because they're making sure Taylor
Lions
Decker's finger is okay.
It's all right.
Taylor Decker's finger. That's where they're focused right now.
I'm being serious.
I'm being
Stop
serious,
joking.
Too. Because apparently, Mike, somebody fell asleep at the wheel.
This is a
You got a bunch of draft picks. Drop one of those off at Houston. Hey, send them here. As a matter of fact, I would pick up the phone and say, whoa. What's Washington offering?
Right.
What are they offering?
What are you?
I can sweeten that deal.
Here's what I want. 248-539-9797. And I'll get to the Tucker calls. You don't like what I'm saying? Tell me why. Well, I don't like Tua. Cool. What's your solution? You like Jared Goff? And by the way, what are your other pathways to having any quarterback here with any future? What are your pathways exactly? I've always said to you, it's about trading for a QB. I did not imagine a Deshaun Watson scenario with Houston wouldn't involve Tua going. You don't like my idea? Cool. What's yours? David Blau?
No.
Some idiot with a foam engine block on his head?
This is where you pick up the phone and you say, hey.
Lions fans.
What was that deal for? Because I promise you, we can beat it.
You know what this is, too? This is if you had a real owner. Pick up the bat phone.
We can beat it.
Dude, just beat the deal. Well, yeah, but I'm not sure. Beat the deal or I fire you. How's that sound? Yeah. I can't look at this kid anymore.
I have these tiny hands.
I need something. And if Tua stinks, like I said.
But see, here's the thing.
Two bodies, one barrel, Niagara Falls.
It gives us something to at least hope to try.
To
watch. And here's the thing. Now, when you go into the draft, you know, okay, we may have Tua for a while. Now we can start building a team. Now the rebuild begins.
Why is it not them? Why is it never them? It's never them. It's never them. Kareem Hunt for a dollar. Never them. Deshaun Watson, forget it. They never would enter the fray. And it might be inadvisable to do so, but you never even heard their name. You've heard the Dolphins. You've heard Philly and Howie Roseman. You've heard all these other players. Never them. It's never them.
No.
Ever.
When you're looking.
And then they sit here and they want. I want to hit something. Then they wonder why nobody likes them. Then they wonder why they don't win anything.
No.
Like, why is it never them?
Right. It's like, what, DeAndre Hopkins goes for a song.
Never them.
J.J. Watt, yeah, he's washed up, but hey, you know what?
Never. Nevermore.
They never.
Nevermore. Yeah, nevermore.
Don't take a chance, Mike. And this is one, right now, you still have an opportunity. If the ink is not dried, pick up the phone. Hey, no. Hey, guys, call them on the three-way. Hey, Houston, are you on the line? Miami on the line? I got something for you. What are they offering? I can beat it.
So I'm going to go to a caller who says it makes no sense to bring in Tua, and I need rookie deal, three-year runway. Goff is horrendous. And if Tua has a 10% chance of a long-term future, that's 10% more than Jared Goff. Mm-hmm. So I will go to Johnny right now. I need to understand how it doesn't make sense. Johnny.
Mikey V, what's going on, buddy? You're talking some crazy Lions talk.
Tell me why it doesn't make sense, because I'm confused.
Okay, well, I thought the same thing, too. And then I heard the morning show say something. We are locked into him next year for $30 million, and I believe 25 the year after. You're going to be sitting a dude who is just eating up cap.
Yep. No choice.
For Tua.
We got a two-year deal with Goff, and you can cut him.
Next year, we're going to have cap room.
You can cut him after next year. So, Johnny, if I'm stuck with the guy, and I can't – Johnny, they can't play this guy another year and a half. They can't. He's terrible.
Oh, no. I'm not disagreeing. I'm not a so I'm not a big Jared Goff supporter either. But
so what's your solution, Johnny?
What are you bringing in money-wise for Tua? You got a guy who's got $30 million this year. So you're going to bring him in. You're going to bring Tua in for the other half of the year. What are you paying him? You got one guy with $30 million, and you're giving Tua what?
Eight? Johnny, Tua's on his rookie deal. And here's the thing.
Rookie deal, yep.
Goff is going to get his money whether he plays or not. So what does it matter how much money you're paying him? Just because you're paying somebody a ridiculous amount of money. Seattle showed you, we're going to go with Russell Wilson and we're going to win.
Johnny, here's the deal. All I'm trying to do is this. When I turn on the TV on Sunday, I want to have a little bit of hope that the guy who's playing quarterback has some future. Even if you hate Tua's guts and you think 10% shot, a 1 out of 10 shot, he pops here. That's 10% more than Goff has no future, Johnny. And if you don't do something like this, what's your pathway to get somebody in here, Johnny? This draft this year sucks for quarterbacks.
Oh God, it does. But what is Tua going to do in Detroit?
I don't know.
Put those words together. Detroit Lions and Tua Tagovailoa.
I know. And Johnny, he may get broken in half.
Same outcome.
Okay, but I have to try. I can't sit here and not try. If you're Brad Holmes and you're Dan Campbell and you see Deshaun Watson's going to get traded and Tua's going to a third team, how are you not involved?
Let me add to that the fact that there's no quarterbacks in this draft. So if you pass on this, you're looking at 2 years before you bring in a capable QB. You can jumpstart the system now, give up a first round, give up that Rams pick. Here you go. Let Tua come here. We'll deal with it. Rookie deal. If it fails, ship them both out, and you had to wait to the 2023 draft anyway.
Kenny Cott, you were awfully spicy yesterday about the Lions when I was driving home from a funeral. Go ahead. Tell me, what am I missing here?
You're not missing anything. I don't understand what the – first of all, I don't understand the anti-Tua sentiment. But secondly, Goff is not taking you anywhere to the promised land. He's not your solution.
You don't even want to play him now.
No, I don't want to play him now.
So the last – let's say you brought Tua in, you didn't play him for a month. The last 7 weeks of the season.
Correct.
How about all offseason? I give him next year, and you roll him out there.
Sure.
He stinks, he stinks.
If he stinks, you can replace him in the draft, and nobody loses anything. We lose a year, and that sucks. But
how does Brad Holmes sit there and allow this, whatever Washington's doing, beat him?
He shouldn't be. If he's not making phone calls right now, I don't know what's happening in the city. I don't. I have no clue.
You know what, Kenny, the bottom line is, and I know this is unfair. A lot of people think it's wrong. When you're a GM, sometimes trying's not enough. You have to get the deal done. It's like being a realtor. There's no prize for trying. Right. You got the deal done, you got into escrow, or you didn't.
And
like, it's Brad Holmes' job to give us some hope.
No, but see, this is a priority. If it's a wide receiver, it's a running back, okay, I'm not interested.
It's non-essential.
It's a quarterback. It's something I need. Because if there was a clear-cut number one guy that you're looking at in this draft.
We're not talking like this.
Then, you know what? Go ahead, lose games. Don't care. Don't care if Decker plays. Whatever. It's not.
How is it in the same week where Dan Campbell bombed Goff, fans are calling for Goff's head? This Deshaun Watson trade's being reported everywhere. It's going to happen this week. And there's a third team involved, rumored to be the Washington team. And that's where Tua is going. How are you as a Lion fan not crawling up the walls? Explain that to me. 248-539-9791. Take my strong hand. Take it. It's right here. The olive branch is extended. I don't even like your team. I'm livid. Why is it never us?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.